The celebration of the 10th anniversary of the Serena Sugar Shed gave us the Rum and Sugar Festival, which went off so crazily, I reckon this could become an annual event too. Oh, I just scared the heck out of her. Good morning, Glenys Mansfield. How are you going?
Good morning, Dave. I'm a bit old and tired.
Well, you were living your passion yesterday. And before getting into the actual day itself, for those who don't know too much about the Serena Sugar Shed in 10 years, and it was pretty tough in Serena at the time 10 years ago, and you wanted something that would lift the whole area, the concept of doing this and creating a miniature sugar mill, it's just something special because it's the only one in Australia, but doing that meant that you had a blank template. You hadn't done anything to work from, did you?
That's exactly right. We didn't even have any plant and equipment diagrams, so we just basically put it together.
Yep.
With a group of retired fellas from the sugar milling industry and the Health of Sugar Research Institute that was then in Mackay, and we worked with CJP Project. It was very much a community project, and yeah, it took us a few months to get up and running, but once it was up and running, yeah, it was a huge achievement to celebrate 10 years yesterday.
That 10 years gave you the opportunity to say thank you to those who've been part of it from the very start. You mentioned community and your volunteers. Now, anyone walks in there, they go, oh, it must be people everywhere. And mostly you've only had two sort of full-time employees. The rest have been the occasional casual and then relying on your community and your volunteers.
Absolutely. And even yesterday when we gave out our certificates up on the stage, there was a number of them that didn't come up on stage because they were over at the sugar shed busy making fairy floss and pastries and anything else. So I was not serving in the gift shop. So, yeah, we owe a tremendous, because we're all paid there, you know. And these guys turn up. Our kitchen is still totally manned by volunteers. And then John Walker was there yesterday, actually, and even though he doesn't make our sauces anymore.
Good on him.
He came along and did a couple of cooking demonstrations. Everyone enjoyed, John likes to chat, and he really did capture the audience yesterday.
Finishing it off, let's talk about the day, because as you know, I was up in the valley doing Dad's Day in the Valley, and Jimmy Pearce came up a bit later on. He said, mate, it's just going off down there. So what do you reckon? At any one time, how many people think you think?
Oh, I'm thinking about the 2,000 mark. We were quite spread out.
Yep.
Because we had all the free kids activities that were sponsored by Wilmar, the big mill and distillery behind us. And then we had, of course, the sugar shed. It was absolutely packed all day with tastings and the sale of our 10-year celebration bottle, the free fairy floss for the kids. Then cane growers, they were crushing cane in their little mini mill and giving out free tastings of cane juice with lime juice. The junior league were there with their bar, and then we had three food stalls, which all sold out on the day. Wow. The baby boomers from Airlie Beach, those ladies are absolutely fantastic, and they're really, really good, and they kept the event alive all day.
They're pumping along all day. Okay.
Yes.
All right, well, congratulations, and what's next? You're thinking about doing the same thing every year?
Oh, I just want to put my feet up for a minute. But I just really would like to thank all my staff who had a huge day yesterday and volunteers who came along and helped for the day. Because as you know, an event doesn't start at 11 and finish at 3.
That's right.
So it was a really big effort by a very small team. And and just thank you to everybody who was involved here. Okay. Really great day.
I will ask one more question because a lot of people went and did other things, as did I yesterday, so they couldn't get there. But that special release of the 10-year celebration rum liqueur, I would imagine there wouldn't be too many of those left, but the last ones will go for the next few days, I would have thought.
Absolutely. There's only a few left on the shelf. Yep. So, yeah, and that was done just as a special batch.
Yeah.
Yep. So once it's sold. However, we will keep just a couple of bottles back to enter in the Australian Distilling Awards next year.
Yes.
And why wouldn't we?
Why would you not? Glenys, congratulations to everybody, your volleys and everyone involved. It was just a huge day yesterday. Well done.
Thanks, Dave.